Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for Whose Birthday? Featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the annual Advent Christmas resource for individuals, families, and congregations. Whose birthday is it, anyway? If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen clear to the end. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye at my cue. We've produced a real treasure trove of free audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes for the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what we spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthdays, etc., to local, national, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas, when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas, and many more. Check out our extensive resource list. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish text. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is different from previous year's Whose Birthday podcast series, which, by the way, are still available on our site if you missed them or would like to hear them again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click on Preview, Backup. In this episode, I present part of an audio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have guests, writers, some well-known, some lesser-known. The biblical reflections are by Kathy McGinnis, whom you met in episode 103, and her late husband Jim, whom together co-founded and co-directed the Institute for Peace and Justice and its well-known program, Parenting for Peace and Justice. Links to the references in this episode are in the show notes. I'll let you in on a little secret. All the episodes of this short series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the Preview Backup Index. So if you don't want to wait for each to be released in iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for all the episodes in the series are listed in the show notes for each episode. The series comes from edition number 15, which is based on liturgical cycle B, the Gospel of Mark, the same as this Advent and Christmas season. A Simple Christmas, a calendar for Advent and Christmas for 2017, based largely on A Simple Christmas by Alice Chapman, used by permission of Herald Press, Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. See the show notes for links to the original English text. This Advent Christmas calendar is based on liturgical cycle B for the Gospel of Mark. This is continued from the previous episode. December 2nd, Advent Eve. Here is a daily spiritual activity chart for your family to use. It includes readings and activities that will help focus your attention on the real reason for the season. It has a special theme for each week. These weeks can shape our attitude and response to life throughout the year. Pick and choose the daily activities you think your family would enjoy most, and think up others too. Sunday, December 3rd. The first Sunday of Advent. Read and meditate on Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 9, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 9, and or Mark 13, verses 24 to 37. Share the reflection for this day in Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? December 4th, Creativity for a Week. Make decorations, garlands of cranberries and popcorn, paper snowflakes, scriptures written on ball ornaments, etc., and symbolic tree ornaments, for example, star, cross, manger, and lamb. December 5th, read the Christmas story together from Luke 2, verses 1 to 20. Have everyone draw pictures of different scenes from the story on a long piece of shelf paper. Or try retelling the story in modern-day terms. December 6th, St. Nicholas Day. Act out a favorite simple Christmas book or story. Have the whole family, even pets, take part in acting out your play. December 7th, make creative gifts, such as redeemable chore or hug coupons. A promise that someone else can run the TV remote or sit in the good chair. Homemade tickets for a trip somewhere special, for example, the zoo, a concert, an art museum, etc. Activity kits such as a counting cross-stitch kit, tackle box filled with lures and hooks, or a toolbox with unique tools, subscriptions to magazines, and so on. December 8th. Decide how you can make Christmas music a creative part of your celebration. Let each member choose a favorite album to play. Write a new lyric to familiar carols. Have a family sing-along around a piano or with someone accompanying on a guitar. Have a family music recital or a time of reading about the background of carols. Pick out scripture verses about the music and make posters with those verses on them. Have a music-making contest where everyone has to make an instrument out of a homemade item, such as glasses filled with water, spoons, rubber bands, etc. Sunday, December 9th, the second Sunday in Advent. Read and meditate on Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, 2 Peter 3, 8 through 15, and or Mark 1, 1 through 8. Share the reflection for this day in Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? December 10th, choose a Christmas color, green, gold, red, white, and make one day red day or green day. Fix meals where everything must be that color, either naturally or with the help of some food coloring. Wear clothes in the appropriate color and play I Spy to say how many Christmas items and or decorations of that color your family can spot. December 11th, caring about others for a week. Discuss ways your family can help a lonely person feel better. Do you know someone far from home this holiday? Someone single or alone for the first time this Christmas? You can invite such a person over for dinner. Is there some special gift of time or talent that you can share with another to brighten the holidays? December 12th. Prepare a takeout party to share with someone homebound. Put hot cocoa mix, cookies, napkins, cups, a book, a game, a video, etc. into a creative package. Baskets work well for this. Then take the party to the person at home and spend the evening enjoying it together. December 13th, ask each child to select and wrap a good used toy as a gift given in Jesus' name, then donate it to a mission or children's home. December 14th, talk about our responsibility to care for animals. Discuss things you can do to take care of any pets you have. Can you do something special for the animals outside your home? How about decorating an outside tree with goodies for the birds? Hang seed balls on branches, string cranberries, popcorn, raisins, or peanuts on heavy thread and drape on branches. Hang pine cones spread with lard and rolled in bird seed. Cut an orange in half, then peel carefully to keep its rind intact. Next, hang half orange rind stringed with suet, sunflower seeds, and breadcrumbs on trees or railings. December 15th. Put a jigsaw puzzle out on a table. Invite some people over to help you put it together. Serve hot chocolate and healthy treats you've made. December 16th. Have your family take 10 minutes to find as many scriptures as they can that talk about caring for others. read Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, or watch it on a video, or in a live play. Discuss ways you can share the Christmas spirit by anonymous gifts. Food, toys, books, furniture, clothing, etc. Consider giving the gift of your time to someone. First Sunday of Advent, we are all the work of your hands. Isaiah 63, verse 17 says, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" It's December 1st, and already we are caught up in the rush towards Christmas. That's what it is often feels like, a rush. Avoid the last-minute rush. We're told, start your Christmas shopping now. There are only 24 more shopping days until Christmas. This is supposed to be a holy season, a season of preparation for the coming of Jesus, our servant Savior, for whom earthly goods meant nothing. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways? Last year we promised we wouldn't let it happen again, but we can already feel this mad rush coming in. Isaiah 64:7 says, "Yet, O Lord, you are our divine parent. We are the clay, and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands." You continue to be patient with us, judging us closer to what we had in mind when you began this work of art that each of us is. What an incredible thought! Each of us is your own work of art in progress. You create each of us to embody your love in a way no one else can. We are clay in your loving hands, being molded until we reflect that beauty you've had in mind for us for all eternity. Divine Potter, you value us for who we are, not what we have. Help us sense more fully and claim this dignity you have given each of us. Remind us to respect ourselves and co-create with you this unique living work of art, more precious than Michelangelo's most beautiful sculpture. Help us cooperate with you each day this Advent and see what beautiful gift for you and others each of us will be by Christmas Day. Mark 13:33 says, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." Exactly. We have to be alert to the wonderful opportunities each Advent day presents for seeing and serving those around us. You really do need us, don't you, Abba, to be your messengers of love during this season. Each phone call has this wonderful potential for attentive service of others. Each knock on our door, at home, at work, everywhere, is a moment pregnant with the possibility of love. Like the servants in today's gospel, each of us has our own work, without which the beloved community of God will not be as complete as God intends. For family reflection and action, number one, Christmas cards and letters. We can add a personal note or touch to each greeting we send, honoring the specialness of each recipient. 2. Personal gifts. We can search for the kind of gifts that reflect the beauty of each person on our gift list. We can make sure that our first present for each person might be a special form of personal presence to them during this season. Second Sunday of Advent, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 3 says, "In the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low." People of all ages know this famous line from the musical Godspell, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the way of the Lord." Our Advent preparation has to begin with silence. God wants to speak tenderly to our hearts, but we won't hear our God if our days are filled with noise and busyness. We cannot do the re-examination and reordering of our priorities, that is, leveling mountains, filling valleys, straightening the ways of our lives, unless we set aside time each day to listen in silence to God's voice within. As we listen to God in silence and take to heart the words of today's scripture readings, we're asking to remove those obstacles that hinder our wholehearted yes to God's way, the way of Jesus. We are asked to find a better balance in our lives, making time for prayer, for play, for people, for family, for those in need, for rest, for creativity, as well as work inside and outside our homes. What are the major obstacles for achieving the kind of health and holy balance God desires for each of us? Each of us has our own addictions, obsessions, weaknesses, and Advent is an ideal time to focus on them one at a time. No matter what our issues are, there are some general prescriptions that can apply to all of us. Less noise and a slower pace. Less TV and computer time and more people time. Sharing with trusted friend, family member, or counselor. Listen more. Pray the scriptures daily. If we do these, we will be more likely to recognize our God and respond enthusiastically. For Isaiah tells us, chapter 40, verses 10 and 11, "Here is your God. Like a shepherd, God feeds his flock. In his arms, God gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care." Oh, what God has in store for those who take the time to recognize, hear, and allow God's tender and lavish shepherd to feed, carry, and lead them. When we open our hearts and lives to the special comings of Jesus during this holy season, we will be richly blessed. And we will be blessing for others as well. For our good shepherd has given each of us a portion of his flock to tend as well. Who is it in our lives that we should be feeding this season? Who should we be gathering in our arms? Who should we be leading back to the ways of God, inviting them to straighten out some of the crooked pathways in their lives? For family reflection and action, number one, make time this week to share with one another your own hopes and efforts to prepare for the coming of Jesus this year. Number two, identify some ways you as a whole family can be a good shepherd for others in your extended family, community, or world. Here are some worshipful ceremonies. First, Love Gift Advent Tree. We make pearl angels to place on an Advent tree. On the first Sunday in Advent, each family takes an angel and prays about the type of love gift they will do for Advent. They may choose to help family, to give a love gift to a neighbor, or even to give a monetary gift to the love fund in our church. At any rate, they are participating and hopeful the season of Advent will make special personal meaning for each of them. That's from Debbie Black, the mission coordinator at Mount Pleasant United Methodist Church in Liberty, North Carolina. Here's an alternative carol. God rest ye merry, gentlemen. Slow down, ye frantic shoppers, for there's something we must say. If you would spare a moment, all the stores would go away. Big business has been telling us what Christmas means today. Now it's time we decided for ourselves, yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. To some folks, Christmas means a time for gathering with friends, and enemies might make it as a time to make amends. But TV says it's time for pricey gifts and selfish ends. Now it's time we decided for ourselves, yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. Some people feel that Christmas is when Jesus makes a call. For others, it's a time to stress goodwill and peace to all. But advertisers tell us means Santa's at the mall. Now it's time we decided for ourselves, yes, it's time we decided for ourselves. That from the Center for a New American Dream. Visit them at newdream.org. Alternatives has also produced some collections that include carols. One, Carols with Justice, is available on the simpleLivingWorks.org site, and some also have audio recordings. And also another collection called Sing Justice, Do Justice. For Advent, the carol God of Justice Everflowing, Hope is a Candle, We Walk Today in Gladness, and for Christmas, Dream a Dream and O Baby Born in Bethlehem. The third worshipful ceremony is A Birthday Gift for Jesus by Kiri Christina Hyatt of San Antonio, Texas. The Magi came from the east, bringing you gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh, gold to honor you, incense to worship you with, myrrh to proclaim the reason you came. Those gifts provided for your needs. A lad of poor means, parents unprepared for the role, our Heavenly Father called them to live. Baby boys became teenagers who became men. The mother who bore you would one day sit and marvel at your wisdom. Did she understand what gift you planned to give the world? What a preacher you became. What a following you drew. What did they think when you said, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me? It seems like eons ago when the mother who bore you cried at your death. When did she understand that you came to give the world a precious, priceless gift? Now we sing happy birthday and worship the baby that you no longer are. We buy stuff for our family and friends, forgetting the real reason for the day. Whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. You gave me the precious gift of eternal life. Now it is my turn to give to you. I can't afford gold, incense, or myrrh, but I can give to the orphans, widows, and the poor. You gave me such a precious gift. You took my sins and gave me your life. What is a little bit of my time in gratitude? Helping the homeless, feeding the hungry, and visiting the lonely, compared to the gifts you have given me. You have given me such a precious gift, friends to worship you with, to fellowship with, to cry with, to be with. Thank you for my friends. On your very first birthday, the Magi gave you gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Now more than 2,000 years later, I give you the only gift I can, me. You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all of these items are available through the links in the show notes. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to the online edition of Whose Birthday. This year is number 29. It is updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Family activities, rituals or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen a little longer. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye here. Peace. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Remember that you can listen to all episodes of Simple Living Works podcast. They're archived twice. Access them at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Click Preview, Backup, and choose the episodes you want with or without show notes. Subscriptions to this podcast and our weekly blog are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe in iTunes to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, which I produce and co-host with Jubilee One Earth Economics. Send us your email address to receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to the band Earth Mama and to John Pitney for the music on our show. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. It's not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. It's so much more than a hobby. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everyone's needs, not anybody's greed. We follow the saying, live simply that others may simply live, as our closing theme song proclaims. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the 5 life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I've discussed these standards in earlier episodes. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We extend the mission and resources of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 through 2011. The three parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. Links are listed in the show notes. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Do not conform to the world. Be certain that better's not more. Contentment will transform your need, awakening what God has in store. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.